All right, the Kitavach. We're up to Sif Yedalad. You have a stira, a contradiction, what to do. Your father asked you to do, give him a drink, and your mother asked her to give her a drink. So now you have a stira. Who do you give a drink first? The halach is meniach imoy. You set aside your mother, va'isik v'kleid aviv, and you work on the kleid aviv. The mimu gureshes, but if she's divorced, me aviv, shneim shavim, then they are both equal. When she's married, then you have to give Makdim your father, because she also is chayv covered to your father, means to her husband. So the ikka cover goes to the father. When they're divorced, the equal parents, memela shneim shavim, lezemem shayir to yakdim. And to either anyone you want, you could be Makdim. It's up to you to decide who you want to give first. Okay, so we're going to have to give a hakdama. You just say over Gemara. Now, I would like to suggest a shat in the Gemara. It's a nice, very simple Gemara. The Gemara is Shol ben Amona Achas. The Gemara is in Kedushin Amar Aleph Amar Aleph. A ben Amona Achas, a Yosem. He didn't have a father. He was a son of an Amona. He went to Rebbe Lezer and he said, "Abba ima ashkeni mayim. My father asked me to give him water. The ima imeres ashkeni mayim. And my mother asked her that I should give her water. Eizem mehem kaidim. Which one is first?" He is the Shaila to Rebbe Lezer. So Rebbe Lezer answered, "Hanach kvoid imcha vasei kvoid avicha. Put aside your kvoid of your mother and do your kvoid of your father. Why? She'ata v'imcha chayavim kvoid avicha. Because both you and your mother are chayav in the kvoid of your father." Then what happened? Apparently he wasn't satisfied. Bolifnei Rabbi Yeshua. He went in front of Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, and he isn't the exact same Shaila. Father says to drink, give water, and the mother says to give water. Who goes first? Amalei kach. And Yeshua answered the exact same thing, identical like Rabbi Elazar. You have to give to your father because so you and your mother chayv in the kavod avicha. Amalei. So then he asked Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi, nisgarshim mahu. What happens if my mother would be divorced? Then who has kedima? So Yeshua answered him, "Amalei mi bein risei enecha nika, between your eyelashes, it's apparent. Sheben amona ata, you're not asking something lamaisa. So you're really ben amona. You have no father. You're asking father, mother. You have no father. Your mother's never going to be divorced from your father. You're a yosam. Therefore, hatale mayim b'sefel b'sfal. Put water in the." A basin, the kakel and katana goylem, and cackle in front of them like katana goylem. That's the Gemara. Kakel and katana goylem, cackle, to cackle in front of them like katana goylem. You have to see katana goylem cackle? Yeah, so that's what you should do. The same thing. Put wood in front of both your parents and cackle in front of them. That's the Gemara. Very cute Gemara, nice, simple. Problems with this Gemara are numerous, and I'm just going to share with you a number, like five diktukim that the Rishonim and Achrenim have, pshat tovadik in the Gemara, and I would like to suggest a pshat in the Gemara. Okay, so fine. So the Achrenim is like this. First of all, it's like this. If he asked the Kasha, he went over and asked Rebbe Lezer the Kasha. Rebbe Lezer gave him a teretz. So why is he going there then, and then asking Rabbi Yeshua the same Shiloh? He already got a teretz. Rebbe Lezer told him already that you're supposed to give to your father first, because atavim chayavim b'chayav avicha. So why are you asking again Rabbi Yeshua for? Second of all, if he asked Rabbi Yeshua the Shiloh, we didn't find the Gemara brings down, he then asked the Chavis Rabbi Kiva, he stopped after Rabbi Yeshua. He asked Rabbi Lezer, he wasn't satisfied. Then he asked Rabbi Yeshua, apparently after Rabbi Yeshua's teretz, he was satisfied. I mean, so I say Rabbi Lezer didn't give a full tshuva, and Rabbi Yeshua did. Somehow. And the Pella is, the Gemara says, Amalekak. He said the identical words that Rebbe Lezer said. So where did he see a better tshuva by Rebbe Lezer more than by Rebbe Yeshua? The exact same teretz. Nocha Shaila. He then went to Rebbe Yeshua and he asked him a second kasha, Rebbe Neskasha Mahu. Okay, what happens if my mother's divorced? Then who would I give it to? 1 second. So why don't he ask that second child to Rebbe Lezer? If you read it, right, you got it the same time as Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer is not asking a second child to. Comes Rebbe Yeshua, and Rebbe Yeshua says that the father comes first. Then he says, okay, but Niskar Shemao. Why did he ask a second child to Rebbe Yeshua and not Rebbe Lezer? Nocha Shaila. We in the world, I mean, Vada Chochem is out of Minavi, but we in the world of Rebbe Yeshua see that he's a Ben Amana. Because he asked the Shaila, and then he asked the Kasha Maya. Oh, so some want to say that he saw his eyes were like his crying eyes, you know, that the mamish teared out. And it could be for 1,000 reasons why his eyes are teared out. But Afilim Tim Tulaima, that's a liar that he's a Yosem. Maybe they see that his father was nifter and his mother's alive. Maybe forget. Maybe his mother was nifter and his father's alive. How do you know he's a Ben Almanah? Maybe he's a Ben Alman. What's going on? And what's the Nafgamina? What is Rishu telling him? Nikish of Ben Almanah, and therefore this is the Psak. Kakela's name. And if you won't be a Ben Almanah, then the Tshuva would be different.
He says his father's not alive.
And then Stamazoi is, what's the word in Ka'akel and Katana Goylan? What's the understanding? What's he trying to convey? Correct. We're talking about in theory, based on your Shaila, Niskaya Shemahu, put the water in a safal in a basin in front of them, the Ka'akel and Katana Goylan. You ever seen the Gemara that any Amor or Tani answered Ka'akel and Katana Goylan? What's going on? Correct. That's Stamazoi. He's answering Lafi the Shaila, Lafi the theoretical Shaila. What would be Niskaya Shemahu? He's saying you should put it in front of them, which is Lachaya, you're right. He doesn't have that halacha. He doesn't have a father. And he's saying, Kakel and Kitago, go cackle, cackle, if Nick is going to go. What's the cackle for? What's going on? So I want to suggest a Pshat Gemara. It's a novel Pshat Gemara, but I believe, Libi Oimali, that this is Pshat. And that is like this. Just picture for a moment, the kid just lost his father. He became a yosem, and he's left with just his mother. And the mitzvah of the Torah, kaberes avicha v'esimecha. And all of a sudden, he feels a void that he no longer has the opportunity to do kibir av. He only has kibir aim left, and he starts to think, is annoying his conscience. Maybe he lost out on a mitzvah because kibir aim is not as choshev as kibir av. Maybe kibir av is more chashuv than kibir aim. Veraya, the Torah is makdim kibir es avicha v'simecha. Put kibir of an av before the kibir of an aim. So he's starting to think to himself, maybe he lost out. He'll never be able to be makayim kibir av aim b'maloyay. He lost out. He could do the best he can for his mother, but that's not going to help because he no longer has a father. He was beside himself. What to do? How is he going to find out? How is he going to find out if kibbut av is more koshev than kibbut aim, or they're equal? Very simple. He'll ask a shayla to Rebbe Elazar. What happens? My father tells me one thing. My mother tells me one thing. Which one should I do? If Rebbe Elazar tells me I should go and do the father, then I know my father is first. It's more koshev. And Rebbe Elazar tells me that they're the same. I can do whatever I want. Then I know that they're the same. Very simple. So he went to Rebbe Elazar and he asked him this shayla. Rebbe Elazar gave him a tshuva, which is nishta hin nishta ha. Rebbe Elazar said, you have to give your father first. Why? Because so he can deduce from there that kibbut av is more chashuv than kibbut aim, because it's the Rebbe Elazar said a reason. The reason is because his mother's also chay bekvoid of her husband, namely your father. So he's still stuck. Which is better? Is kibbut av more chashuv than kibbut aim, or are they equal? Should he be beside himself that he lost his opportunity lenetzach netzachim or not? So he decided, you know what? He's going to go ask Rabbi Shua the Shaila. Maybe Rabbi Shua will give a teretz which will be more clearer to him whether kibbut av is better or not than kibbut aim. He will give it in a different lashon or letter. He asked Rabbi Shua the Shaila, and unfortunately, he got the exact same tshuva like Rabbi Elazar. So he's now stuck. How is he going to determine if his father's kibbut is more chashuv than his mother? So he came up with Shachab. Rebbe Nisgar Shemahu. What happens if they're now divorced? If they're now divorced, now you can't keep telling me a test because my mother's chayv the kvod avicha, because she's not chayv anymore, because she's divorced. So now, who do I give first? If you tell me I have to give my father first, is it right that kibbut av is more chashuv than kibbut aim? Comes on Rebbe Yeshua and he says, you're playing around with me. First, he has a shayla like this, and he has a shayla in his guy Shemao. I see you're not talking something lamaisa. So I see, from the way you're asking these shaylas aren't negei lamaisa. This is a theoretical shayla that you're trying to learn out from something. So Rabbi Yeshua chapped what he was trying to deduce. He was trying to know if his father's keep is better than his mother. Nikisha ben amonata. Now I know that you must be a ben amonata, that you lost your father. It couldn't be the other way around, because if he lost his mother, then he wouldn't have the child older. He knew that at least keep it obvious as chosher as keep it in. So you have to be, no, Nikisha ben amonata, must be that you're ben amonata and you lost your father, and you're trying to know if your father's keep is more chosher than your mother's keep it. Means you're trying to find out if you should kick yourself or not. You should be beside, you should be, you know, depressed that you lost this mitzvah or not. So Yeshua was Menachemim. And he said, you should know, oh, if that's the case, just put the water in front of a bowl, in front of both of them equally, because both of the mitzvahs are shava b'shava, and you have nothing to worry about. V'kakelen ketanagelen. Where does that expression come from? There's a medrash in Shmais Rabbo, in Tes, Oizvav, the medrash says, that means when you're so besimcha, like the birds, they cackle and cackle, they're excited. When you're so besimcha, you should be kakeh lehen ketanagoyim. He was telling you, you have nothing to worry about. The kibbut of Av and kibbut Eim are the same. They're shava b'shava, and therefore you could be kakeh lehen ketanagoyim, so you could be excited and happy that you're able to be mekayim the mitzvah kibbut Eim. That's my pshat in the Gemara. All right.
Well,
first of all,
what
did he say? The question. It means between the lines. Like we would say in English, he read between the lines. Between the reason of the Ainayim, he was able to deduce that this was going on. So at the end of the line, keep it av and keep it aim is shava b'shava.
Who says that his father was alive? Maybe he's kicking himself. He wasn't covered his father.
So he could do it today.
Yeah, well, okay, well,
if he's kicking himself because he messed up, who cares if it's shava b'shava? He messed up. He blew a mitzvah. Tertius, he's not messing up. It's a vod, he's worried about the lost opportunity. He was beside himself. So be sure.
Let's say keep it in, he's not as special. Then what's he going to do about it?
No, but now he's beside you. He wants to know what should he do. He'll be beside himself. I know. He was depressed. Your name was like Ati Shailas. You know, what should I do? I'm not, you know, you have to be Manat. That's part of the Shailas. All right, Rabbi Isai. Sif Yedalad, there's a lot of raid here. And I'm asking the Olim to please, please try not to interrupt. At least until after the Shlav. After the Shail in the Terrace, after the Vart, after the High, because I'm afraid we're not going to be able to finish the Sif tonight, and I'm going to have to try to, we're going to try to pack it in as much as we can. I enjoy the Shailas and whatever it is, but after each Inyan, you know, give me a break. Fine, let's go over the Mechaba. Aviv Oyma Lashkeni Mayim, Vima Oymeres Ashkeni Mayim. The Allah is Maniach Ima Vaisik Bechvayr Aviv. And like we said, not because Kveir Aviv is more chashuv than Kveir Eim, but the reason is because Atav Imcha Chayivim B'Kveir Avicha. Your mother is also chayiv and covered of your father. So if you're chayiv and covered your mother, and your mother's chayiv and covered of your father, so must, it's like, continue, A to B to C. So I mean, come to us, your father's covered is higher up in terms of covet than your mother's, vis-a-vis cup your mother. Rather, each one individually is niskasha, the shava b'shava. But when they're married, your mother sort of has to defer to your father, mitzad her din, that she has to be mechabed your father. She has to defer to the covet of your father. Memele, your din to be mechabed your father precedes your din to be mechabed your mother. That's like we said in the Gemara. Comes along the Piskei Tshuva Sif Katan Tes, and he wants to be mitzadet, a chiddush. His own eigen chiddush, he wanted to be metzadeit, that this whole din is only on those things that your mother's mechuyev meshubit to her husband to do. The malachas that your mother's, a wife is meshubit to her husband. She has to feed him and give him mashke. There are a bunch of lot. It depends on how wealthy she is. If she brought in one shivcha, two shivchas, how many shivchas she brings in, she could pat herself up from some of the shibudim to her husband. But less man the public, no matter how many shivchas she brings in, she has to serve your father food and drink. She has to give your father drink. My mother zakta piske tshuva, the mechaba chapt on the case, or for that matter, the gemara chapt on the case, bedavka hashkeni mayim, is because we want to chap on something that your mother zichem meshubit to her husband to your father, and in that respect, your father has kedima of your mother. Because ato ve'imcha chayavim bechvayr avicha, but it would be something zaitik that your mother's not meshubit to be mechabit your father with. a chiv is not on the wife to be mechaber her husband and those things, then he says at the same dinner like nizgarshu, and then it's shava b'shava and ezim mehem sheyitza. It's only bedafka on those things that your mother is mechiv to do to your father, and therefore that's when the mechaber said hashkeni mayim. There's a tshuva ein eliyaz and yeradei lamed hey that goes with this piskei tshuva. However, the Pesach Yeshuva at the end is Messiah, Ein Zebor. He's Mesopik. He's not, he's Metzadid. He's not that way, but he's not Machlid that for sure. The Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Lamed Zayin is Chaylik on the Pesach Yeshuva, nothing doing. You have to be Mechabed, your father, before your mother, on everything. Not just on the things your mother is Meshubit to your father, but even on things that your mother is not Meshubit to your father. And he argues with the Pesach Yeshuva. He doesn't explain why he's arguing, but he adamantly argues with the Pesach Yeshuva. Lani is daiti. I believe that the Aruch HaShulchan is 100% correct, because this has nothing to do with the din shibud. Doesn't say because your mother is mechuyev in shibud to your father. Dami hacha the shibud. Chutz from the din shibud that your mother has in malachas that she has to provide for her husband, there's a stam a klalius inyan of kavod that a wife is mechuyev to give to a husband, and in that Kloli is dika covet that your wife is mechuyev to give to her husband. So your father comes first. And I'll bring you a raya. The Rambam says, Paskins and Hukas each is perek tazvav alach hachav. And I'll say over the words, a beautiful Rambam, classic. Rambam is unknown for classics. V'chein tzivu chachamam aleisho shetiyye mechabedes es baile b'yoyse nidai. She should have fear. And he should be in her eyes like a sar oy melech me'alechis b'taves liboy umracheches kol sheyisne. A woman has a chiyuv of kavod and moira to her husband. The Rambam is not talking about the malacha she's mechuyev to do. The Rambam is talking about general kavod and v'yiyeh be'ineh k'moysar oy melech. Of course, if you treat her like a queen, then you're the king. But fine. That's the Rambam. Halach. And where did the Rambam get this halacha from? I went to Shas. I never saw this Gemara. Where does it say such a thing in Shas? Where does it say it? Zokter Rav Magid, this Gemara says it. The Gemara says, Ato v'imcha chayavim b'chvayra v'icha. This is the Makar for the Rambam. We could learn the Gemara 1,000 times, we would never reach the toenails of the Rambam. The Rambam saw all this in this Gemara. But what you see in the Rambam and the Rambam Magid is that this Gemara is nothing, not talking about the Shibud that a woman has to her husband and you can't waste the Rambam's halacha. That's a different thing. That's a different thing. Didn't Ksubis, a Mishnah, how much malacha she's mechuyev to do for her husband? So what does the Rambam want for this Gemara? There's the Gemara not talking about Shibud. The Gemara is talking about COVID. There's an Klali is dika covet a woman has to give to her husband. Ata v'imcha chayevim b'chvayi ravika. Memela, yev mashke mayim, nish mashke mayim, zaitika covet, who cares? Nothing to do with Shiva, it's covet. And heyoiz, she's mechuyev to give covet to her husband. Memela, her husband's covet, your father's covet precedes your mother's covet, because she has to defer to your father. Baruch Hashem, I found Rabbi Yoshev in Ha'aris, via in Kedushin, Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, argues with the Shuvah and brings this raya from the Raman and Rav Magid. Baruch Hashem. I'll bring you another raya, not like the Piskei Tshuva. Tosis in Yevamos Daf Hei Amud Beis says that this halacha, that you have to be makdim to your father before your mother, because atav avicha, chayav b'chvei avicha, and the halacha of Siv Yud Beis, which is that if you have a mitzvah to do and your father wants kibbut av, you're supposed to do the mitzvah, because the mitzvah averis, you're supposed to do the mitzvah instead of kibbut av. Why? Because atav avicha, chayav b'mitzvahs, b'chvayid Hashem, b'chvayid amokam ani Hashem. Taisa says that both these halakas are really one and the same, and they're both learned out from the same pasuk ani Hashem. That's a Taisa. Now, over there, b'negeh to Sif Yud Beis, that din, that if your father wants covered, and you have a mitzvah to do, the din is that you have to do the mitzvah veris, is even if your father's not mechuyev in that mitzvah. Stimus HaMechaber, Stimus HaRambam is like that. Even your father's not mechuyev in that mitzvah. Let's say your father asks you to do covered and you have to shake a lulav. Your father's not mechuyev in your mitzvah's lulav, he has his own mitzvah's lulav. So, Klapa, your mitzvah's lulav, he's not mechuyev in. So, why do you do the mitzvah and not to give it up? Are you not mechuyev in your mitzvah? Or let's say it'll be something that he already did his mitzvah zelut, so he's no longer chayiv in mitzvah zelut. What happens if it's a mitzvah bechlal he's not mechuyven? Let's say it's a shavuos aveidah and ein lefi chvoida, he's a zaken, ein lefi chvoida, he's not mechuyv. Or forget it's a shavuos aveidah and you already picked it up, so the mitzvah hashavuos on you, not on anyone else. Still, the halacha is you give back the chayfet, if it's a mitzvah veris, you give it back, and you don't do kibbutz. So you see, it's not because your father's chayv in that specific mitzvah per se, it's klalius. Your father's also meshubit, and has to be mechabit the Rebbeinu Shalalem's Torah and mitzvahs. And since you have to be mechabit the Torah, and you have to mechabit your father, and your father's mechabit the Torah, so memela, you see, the covet of the Torah is higher up than your father's covet, because he has to defer his covet to the Torah's covet. So it's not because he's in this specific mitzvah. So to hear, it's the same thing. Nothing to do with the Pesach Jew. Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of achrayim I found afterwards that argues with the Pesach Jew. There's a cheker halacha. Marechas kibbut avim, sim ois gimbal. He also argues with Pesach Jew, but he brings a different raya. Here this raya, boys, it's geshmak raya, and we're going to need this raya for tonight. The raya is, Beis Esav holds that b'negei to kaddish. Here comes b'negei to kaddish. What happens if the mother was mitzava? The mother was mitzava to say kaddish after patira, and the mother was nifteris before the father. And now the son wants to say kaddish, and the father's makbid. Father says, "You can't say kaddish while I'm alive. You're saying kaddish. Were you hinting something? Forget it. You're not saying kaddish. Fine. He's hung up. You know what I mean? He has his hooji woojis. Fine. So you're not saying kaddish. What's our luck? Your mother says to say kaddish, and your father says not to say kaddish. Who goes first? So Beis Esav says that your father goes first. He brings it from the Maran. Your father goes first. You should not say kaddish. Why? Because your mother is also chayv b'chvoid avicha. Now, first of all, even if she's mechuyvet, all the malachas under the sun, we don't find anywhere the mother's mechuyvet any inyan of kaddish for her husband. So that's, it's out. And nevertheless, you see that the principle of atav mecha, chayav mechuyvet avicha, is applicable. So you see, it's not because she's meshubit in the malacha. There's a tshuvah spetzel achach in chelek aleph simin samaktes, or you say in chelek hey, simin yudalet, also argues a pitzel tshuvah, and also says nothing to do with nothing about Sheba, we're talking about COVID, and it brings a different raya. Our mission increases. Mission increases. Chav Kafes Amar Aleph says, "Av koydim leim b'chol makim mipnei shehu v'imay chayavim b'chvayr aviv." So he says, it says b'chol makim. That's much b'chol makim. Not only in the malachas that she's mishubed labayla, b'chol makim. Av comes first. There's a brayse in Tosefta, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel. In the Perek Beis, it says if you see an Avedis Aviv, an Avedis Imoy, what's the Halacha? Avedis Aviv is Koidemis Avedis Imoy. That's a brayse. Over there, the mothers have no shibit of returning or finding Avedis for your father. And yet, you see, your father comes first. Zot ha-chazon yitcheskel ofenot, mikan rai deloik ha-piske juva. Nothing to do with shibudim. Has to do with COVID. The bottom line is, the halach is clearly not like the piske juva. The haskamas of harbi achreinim is, like the Rosh Hashulchan, and that is that the mother has covered, clearly is covered to her husband, and memel yimukhuyiv to be makdim your father to your mother, across the board, even on those things that your mother is not meshubit to your father. Now, the kasha is, Pesach Tshuva is diyek. Why did the Mechaba chap on the case of Ashkeni Mayim for? So Pesach Tshuva needed for his svara because he chapped on something that the mother's meshubah to husband. But we're not going like that. So why did the Mechaba chap on Ashkeni Mayim? So I would like to suggest perhaps it's for a chiddush, and the chiddush is not here. The chiddush is at the end of the halacha. The end of halacha state, the mufush halacha state, that if he mugareshes me aviv shneim shavim uleizem em sheyetzi yagdim, you could do whatever you want, father or mother, either one. It's up to you to decide because it's shneim shavim shkulame. The kasha is frek the achreinim, frek the yafal alev in chelek gimel and the tisefis bracha. That's Reb Epstein, that's Rosh Hashulchan's son. The Tari Tamima, in Bereshit Pasuk Aleph, what do you mean? If they shove him, you should still have to give your father first, because there's a Mishnah Haris Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph that Ish Koidim Leisha LaHachyais Mipnei Shulchai B'Mitzvah. That the Klaliyus Dika Kedima that a male comes before females because a male is Chayv B'Mitzvahs, whereas females aren't. They don't have a light, nice Chelik of Aseis. So male comes first. So how could there be a Locha that Meiz Mem Sheyetzi Yaktim? You should have to give your father first because he's a male. He's Chayv B'Mitzvahs, whereas your mother's a female, and of that you should be Makdim lahachris, because we're talking about drinking water, that's lahachris, he should have kedima. And that's in this shayla, already the Tferes Yisrael increases Paragvav Mishnah Tes Bavon Zeshayla, and the Ben Eshchai in Shana Beis, Shaftim Yitches Bavon Zeshayla. What do you do here? How's the halacha? Uleithim Shiyatayakim. So Baruch Hashem, there's a Birke Yosef, and Arich Chaim Reish Pei Dalet Tzivka Na'alef, who is the Kasha. He's Makkix before everyone. He already had Bavon Zeshayla, what's going on? And he says a teretz which I don't really fully understand. His teretz is, that's true if you're talking about femdom, men and women, so men come first. But we're talking about your mitzvahs of kibbutz and kibbutzim, we don't start reckoning males versus females. Kilo, like the mitzvah is so super, it dwarfs that other Indian that you don't even mischash with that other Indian, and now we're just left with kibud ah versus kibud aim. And since there's shavim shkulim aim, you could do it lezer sheyetzayatim. And okay, so what? It's so much significance. Oh, it's a million. This is one, so it should be a million one versus a million. You have to be makdam father before mother. I know, but that's straight in the Birkei Yosef. Prokshem the chazoin yecheskel is the shaylo. And he has a geshmak there. So he has the shayla, not payos. He has the shayla, not the sefta. It says he gives your father's aveda before your mother's aveda. And I over there stated by aveda, so he has knocked him a male before a female. So what's going on? Why does it say, lezer shemem shiyatziyaktim shneim shavim? So the chazin yuchaz a geshmak there. That it says, he's supposed to knock them a male before a female, is in a situation where you only could do one. So you want to know whose he is. It's more chashiv, a male is more chashiv than a female. It's not an inyan of covid, it's an inyan of which is more important that we have to make sure happens. But he says that if you're going to do both, just a shayla is in which order, so it has nothing to do with that Mishnah. Both are going to be alive, both are going to be saved, both are going to get their avedas back. Now it's just a shayla, who should come first? So that's only a shayla, it has nothing to do with that Mishnah, that's only a shayla of covered. Now, nothing to do that male gets more covered than a female. There's no such halacha. So, male and covered, we're left with just here. Kibbut av versus kibbut aim. And since they're shavim aim, so leiz mem shiyatza yaktim. Very geshmak ateretz. All right. Let's move on, Rabbi Yisai. Another shayla. There's a shayla from the Torah Lishma. The Ben Ishkai had a sefer, a tshuva sefer. I don't know why. I'm sure historians maybe could tell you, but he has a sefer called Torah Lishma Tshuvas that they found afterwards. He signed his name in Yechesko Kali or something like that. They have a ways gemachi, how it really means the Ben Ishkai. I don't know why he had to hide the whole Indian, but in his, he has a tshuva reish pei. And over there, has the following shayla. There was a guest that came to your father's house. And he was a ger, I think it was, and he had no shaykhis to the city, and he wanted to buy something. So your father says, Tata Ladumia Toiva, go bring this guest to the city, he wants to buy something, show where he could buy it, and help him in the purchase, that they shouldn't narrow him up, he's not familiar with the prices in the city, they're going to overcharge him, take care of him. Fine. As he's leaving with the kid, the mother says, Tatala, do me a favor, I need you to go to a neighbor and do something for me, bring me something. I need you to do me a malacha. Now he's faced with the problem. He can't do both. It's mutually exclusive. Does he take this guest to the city, or does he deal with his mother? Now, here the halacha is that as long as they're married, so the father should go first. Zok the Torah Lishma, it's not true. And the reason is, it says, because the din of kibbut av is when your father gets benefit from that kibbut, from that tzivui, from that maisa that you're doing. Here the father's not getting any covet, he's not getting any hana. He's not being nana from the fact that you're taking this guest to the city and taking care of this ger. He felt bad for the ger, so he asked you to take care of him. But whether you take care of the ger or don't take care of the ger, he's not gaining anything from it. It doesn't make a difference to him. So this is not emes kavod. This is not kavod midaraisa. So if this is not kavod midaraisa, and you're facing a mother's kavod, which is midaraisa, the mother's kavod comes first. Maybe he gets schar, basically. Yes, it's an indirect type of a. I don't know if there'd be both. The father was a mass, the god of mass is manoisa. If what, sorry?
Didn't take the guy around. Forget the mother. He didn't take the guy around.
If he didn't take the guy, then you'd be oive kibbet av because he didn't listen to his tivar. But it might be only kibbet av midirabonin. It might be only kibbet av midirabonin. So Hayyos is only kibbet av midirabonin, and this is kibbet av midiraisa, so you should do kibbet av midiraisa of the mother before kibbet av. Now, the problem is like this. We're going to learn Yat Hashem. We keep on pushing it off because at the end of the time, that's where it is. Is this concept when your parent tells you to do something that you have to do it? Who states that? So far, we're holding Sif Yadalit. We're more than halfway through the Simen. So far, we didn't see it once in the Shulchan Aruch. By the way, we're probably not going to see it in the whole Shulchan Aruch. Maybe the last Sif is a Diyek. But that's it. Where is it coming from? Where is the Makar? It's not Machilu, Malvishon, Manilu, what? So I won't be Saisetra. I'll keep quiet. I'm saying Saisetra. I'm just not doing it. So there are Achleinim who want to say like you that this is Nichlal and Saisa's Dvarim. Chiddush. Makna. It's a Chiddush. Right. So that's also like Saisa. That you won't find it in any region. But that's fine. Now, if you have that, so then Kumtai, Saisa's Dvarim is not Kibbut. Saisa's Dvarim is Moirim, right? Good. Fine. So now, so it's not Kibbut Av. You teach in pre-1A and primary and first grade. Kibbut Av, listen to your father and mother. Nishkadegin, Nishkafloigin. Even if you hold it is, it's not Kibbut. It's Moirim. I don't know, Moyer is another mitzvah. It's fine. So that you have big signs, Moyer Aveim. But Moyer sounds scary, so they tell you keep it Aveim. It goes over better. Fine, so let's just understand this for a second. Let's just take this apart. So I want to clarify, Shail, I'm going to take a Gav O Gav. Let's understand this. What happens if your father tells you to do something which he does not get benefit from? So it could only go under Moira. And your mother tells you to do something that she doesn't get benefit from. So it could also only go under Moira. Right? Your father tells you that you shouldn't speed. And I had that, unfortunately, yeah. And my father, Racha, and my mother, let's say, would tell me that I should speed, get there faster. Now what do I do, right? What happens if, and now, they don't gain anything, right? And if they don't gain anything if I do speed, I don't say, it's nothing again, right? So now what do you do right now, right? Do you have a din? So now there's a steer between father and mother. So we know by kibud, can we also say ata v'imcha chayavim? Sorry, ata v'imcha chayavim b'chvayd avicha. Can we also say ata v'imcha chayavim b'moira avicha? Can we also say that? Will we say the same halacha by moira or not?
Rambam says you have to treat it like a sack.
Oh, very good. So I want to bring a raya. Excellent. I want to bring a raya from this Rambam that the Rambam's lashon was, if you remember, the lashon was v'yeh loy olayha moira. She has to have Moira.
Which
what?
This Moira from wife to husband.
I don't know.
Moira is very nice. He has to be covered
with
Moira.
I don't know. That's how he knows that this is the only way marriage works. She should have covered and Moira for husband, and the husband has to have covered for the wife.
She's even one of the
I don't know. I don't see any pasuk. Right. Now. L'chayra, find Moira should be the same thing. If you'll have a stiris tzivu in between a father and a mother, you should listen to your father's tzivu because ata v'imcha chayavim b'moira avika. That's what I would say. I still would say it, but I found yesterday or Thursday, I found that Shuvah's Givas Pinchas, which is a hafla in Simen Gimel, chlacha yadi nemzom for pashas. This whole thing is only by kavod, not by Moira. I don't know where you guys are from. Fine. And there's a Makna who also wants to say that the wife's not Mechuv and Moira for husband. I don't know, he tries, but then Naim Lamishwar argues the Makna that brings Kamarai as Fakeret, that she is Mechuv and Moira for husband. Bottom line is the Chayra, it should come out that she is Mechuv and Moira for husband, and Mamela Vaita, Atavimchum, Chayava b'Moira Vicha. So Mamela, if this theoretical tzivuyim, you should listen to the tzivuy of your father over the tzivuy of your mother. So now let's go back to the Torah Lishma. Father told you to take this guy to the market. The mother said, I need a drink. What do you do? So l'chayro, he said, there's no covered midaraisa. But like these achayinim, that is moira, now you're faced with a moira to your father and a covered for your mother. So why is he so push it that you have to do covet for your mother before marriage to your father. So I want to suggest the following. It's because clap your mother, You have kavod and moira. Because mother told you to do something too. So even if you tell me one and one, the mother defers to the father because his moira is more important because she has to defer to him. But when you have two against one, to the mother it's kavod and moira. And to the father it's only moira. So lechayra there, I would go to the mother. So the Torah Lishma will be right.
If he has to do his
the mother asks for a drink. So if you don't bring a drink, you have moira from the mother. And the father said, take him to the thing. Take him to the market. So it's mutually exclusive. You have moira and moira. And on the mother, you also have cover because she's benefiting from the drink.
It's not moira.
At this point, she has to have moira.
I know. She has moira, just it's deferred to the father. God, that Achim want to know, like we had the same chakir by the other week by mitzvahs. Does it mean that now there's no moira b'chlal to your mother? If they're equal, then we say there's no. You have to do the father, but here it's not equal. The mother's more important. It's two against one. The different makir in the end of Simin Reish Lamazayin Chelik Beis says that a type of sorrow like this, two against one, or moira tzivu is more chachem without a tzivu. I'm telling you, the father is only moira. That's what he just says. And the mother is moira and kavod, so it's two against one. So the two overrides the one. Now, the only thing is, what happens if, let's take it to the next step, the moira was not matzava. She just knows she needs a drink. So you're faced with moira of your father and only kavod of your mother. So now it's one against one. Now what do you do? Do we say, let's extend the Gemara, the atav imcha chayavim b'mayra avicha klapi her kavod? And I would say yes, because she's mechuyev in the mayra of her husband, and she's mechuyev in kavod of her husband. So even though you're only dealing with her kavod, but her kavod is deferred to her father's, to her husband's kavod, and her mayra is deferred to her husband's mayra, so too her kavod should defer to her husband's mayra. So you should say, even b'chay gavna, atav imcha chayavim b'mayra avicha. L'chayra. Okay, that's what should come out. All right.
Well, what is if the mother said, don't bring me a glass of water? So he has my fear, give it down. And then the father says, you bring me a glass of water.
Right.
Now he has
okay, we're going to. Divrei Makil has such a thing. He wants to say that whoever is first, we're going to have to believe that. If we have time, I doubt we're going to. By the end of the sif, we'll try to deal with it. One more shayla, another shayla. Let's go gav agav. It's a very good shmack here. What happens if your mother asks for a drink of water, and your father says no? Don't give her. That's what. Wait. So there comes along the Yad Shalavi and Siv Kon Yer Aleph, and says that since listening to your father is covered, so he doesn't pass the din of Kum Chayav B'Chvoidi that he's being over the mitzvah, because you're faced with the cover of your mother versus the cover of your father, and since, because if you keep your father's wishes and you don't do it, you're also being Mekayim covered. Again, really not true. Maybe yeah, maybe not, depending on the Achreinim. Maybe not covered at all. Maybe only Moira. Maybe not even that. But he has it, Yahar Min Kaim. Mainly he says you should go do your father. It's a mamish of Pella. Mamish.
Have a key to listen to your father. I mean, I want to drink. Your father says, no, I don't want you to drink. She has to listen to her husband.
No, she doesn't. Nevada,
not. So it's not
the Apikai. No, but the general Klolis, we said, it's not on this specific Malacha. General Klolis, she's mechuyev in kvoid baila. However, like I said, the father's not getting a no from this that your mother's not getting a drink. So memeila, there's no covid. What? No, that's not enough. So there's no ano. Elamai, at best, maybe you'll have this moira, and to the mother you have moira and covered. Avadi should be makdim the mother before the father, not the yad child. And I'll bring you a raya from the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch have a similar case in Nama Gimel about kvod ochav agodol. If your brother wants to do something, and you have covered to give to your brother, and your father says not to, Vazak Techinuch, Minchas Chinuch, Minchas Chinuch says, Bikai Gavna, you do give the cover to your brother. Because your father's asking you to be over in a mitzvah. He's not asking for his cover because you're not giving him cover. All he's asking to is being over in a mitzvah. So over in a mitzvah, you better have sifyid beis. To buy your mitzvahs, we don't listen to our fathers. So why do you give cover to your brother?
He does have to listen to his father. The older brother does have to listen to his father.
Yeah, but not in this regard. Not.
I don't want you to drink. I don't want you
yeah.
to
be so you have to know again, is it mechuyev in that? Is that covered for the father? At best, maybe he goes on the Meira. Maybe. But, and then that's not what the father said. The father didn't say, don't drink. The father, all right. Another Shaila.
So you need to say that the case where the mother wants to the father says not don't, so you have to listen to your mother?
You have to listen to your mother, correct. You have to whoever asks you to do it, because the other one's not really covered, like the Torah Lishma said. Another Shaila, Rabbi Yisai. There's a Shaila, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. He finds the cutest Shailas. Your father and mother both want to drink. And your kids, Patel, are bringing a drink to the table. And your father tells you, give to your mother first. And the mother said, no, give to your father first. They're having a machloikis. You're trying to create shalom bayis. Tama, stop arguing. Give to your mother. No, give to your father. Right? They're having, what should you do now? So what do you do? On the one hand, if you give to your father first, you're getting covered, luchayir first, to your father. The etzim drink is covered. Right? But you're not listening to what he say.
He's
right. Well, yeah, but she's also mechuyev to be mekayem. So Rabbi Chaim held. Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Chaim, the shraga, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Shlazan Gazim Tenshak held that hayoyis being mekayem a rotzen is also kibud. And mameila, since it's the rotzen of your father that your mother should get to drink first." So your mother's covet has to defer to your father's covet, and now you have to listen to your father and give your mother first. It's not so partial. I can't say I really understand it, but that's Dr. Chaim. Because that's him again. If your father's not benefiting from the drink, so there's really perhaps no covet, and it's only Moira, and now you have to know. But if you give your father you first, you'd be being kind. The emes of covet first, being mashkeu. Good, and you'd be making the Moira of your mother. So I don't know. Alright. He wants a drink. He just said, give your mother first. He wants it now. He just wants you to give your mother first. Alright, fine. But that's not what he says by that. You see, if people come that this advises that he refuses to take the drink and he doesn't want. And if you give him the drink, you're not being Makayim with his coffee bacha, we could talk about it. That's not what he goes. He just says this far. Alright.
But that's for sure. The father asks, the mother asks.
Oh, that if you could do both at once, that's like the Gemara. Fill up the safel in front of them and Kakela and Katana Gailan.
Do that too. Like the father's not going to be upset. You bought your mother the same time as me.
No, yeah, I was thinking that maybe Ishtar could go for it, and if your mother benefits from the drink, it's like you and Nana from the drink too. I would stretch it, perhaps, that you can't keep it out. I know it's a stretch, but Lamashal will be fine that Ashes Aviv and Bal Imcha, you also have a din kibud l'rabbis, as whatever l'rabbis, and they learn out it's all coming mikoyich, the cover that you owe directly to your father and mother. So it could be your mother's covet is an extension of your father's covet. So if he tells you that she should get a drink, it's like he's getting the drink. Then we can start dealing with this further. All right, one more shayla, Rabbi Isai, and this is a major shayla. Kishmak is dozens of achrayim on this shayla, and it might take up the rest of the time. We'll see how fast it goes. But the halacha is like this: Vimhi mugureshes me'aviv shneim shavim, because she's no longer chayiv in the covet of her husband because she's divorced. Mahadin, if she's an almana. Father left the tzava, and the mother doesn't want you to be mekayim that tzava. Father left the tzava, you should go to Eretz Israel to learn in the yeshiva. And your mother says, Tatal, I need you at home. What do? You have a stira between the father and the mother. Okay, very good. We're going to get to about. Sorry?
Don't learn in the best of you, not those.
So make another point, a different. Right, don't mean. I told you, if he doesn't get Hanno from you, that's what he means. But make God's Hanno from you learning. He wants you to learn. The only reason you have to listen, if you're learning is better. Maybe Taka to learn. Right, but maybe it's Shava B'Shava, but the Tata wants you to learn that. It's real, and the mother says, stay at home. From Kibbutz, yeah. I know, but by kibbutz state, yes, we're going to see it in Siftas of Machem. Right. So let's take this apart. Your father was mitzavah in the will to make him a beautiful tombstone over his kevah. And your mother says, nothing doing. I don't want to be the talk of the town. Everyone's going to say, we made a kevah rachel over tata. I don't want that. So good. So you have a machlokes. She's going to be mavuyish. So you have a machlokes. Father and mother, what to do? So it says the Gemara's case of divorce. What's the case of almana? It's not mentioned. So the shoyl to the Neid of Yehuda, to Yon Ebenezer Memhei, the shoyl was actually the same shoyl in the Givis Pinchas. His name was Rav Shmuel. He was a dying in Mannheim. He got to ask the Neid of Yehuda shaylas frequently. He's also quoted in the Neid of Yehuda. He named on that even la'acha moisoi of the father, the amana is mechri bechvayd baila, and memela we still have the principle atavim chayavim bechvayd avicha. Comes along the night of Yehuda and argues, rips, and says, "What do you mean? Aye kvoidai, if she could remarry, if she's free to remarry, where's his covet?" He's playing on the pasuk. Where's the covet of the husband? Avadi, she's no longer mechuyev in the covet of the husband. And not only is the din that the father doesn't come first, but it's not even the din of a grusha that the shoven. The mother goes first. Why? Because kvoid hakai is odif mikvoid hames. Your father is no longer here. It's an eilam hames. The mother is still here. Kvoid achai is more choshev than kvoid ames. And even though the halacha, the Gemara says, mechabdi b'chayev uv mechabdi b'maisai, but ikka ha-kovet hu b'chayim. That's what it seems from the Neid of Yehuda. Now, loy mi boy, like the Shita Zachroinim, like you're saying, that kibud lachamitz is only midirabonon, then the Dava Pasha, the Neid of Yehuda is 100% correct. Because kvoid achai is mitzvah daraisa, and kvoid ames is only mitzvah darabonon. But it sounds like the Neid of Yehuda that he learned, and the shoyl was like that, that even kibud lachamitz is daraisa, and nevertheless he was mamsi, a blick of a gadol, das Torah, kvoid achai is other than kvoid ames. Apparently the swar would be is that the mother with a living parent gains more, so it's more a covet dikamaisa than giving a nominal covet to the person who was already nifta. So kvoid achai comes before kvoid ames. Good. Okay, yeah, 100%. Good. So,
well, we'll listen to the parents, it's in the Tzavah, they all of a sudden start getting all scared.
Yeah, okay, they're afraid they're going to do something. They're in Eilam Hemet. They have protection to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Comes along the Jews of Rekiv Ega in Chelek Aleph Simin Samachas, and he argues with the Neid of Yehuda. And he brings a riot not like the Neid of Yehuda. Which Beis Eis is the one we mentioned before. Halakha, the mother said, Tata l'sei kadosh after the Petira. And the father's alive, and the father says, nothing doing, not when I'm alive. You're not saying kadosh. What's the halakha? The halakha is, Zakta Beis Eis, the halakha is that you should say kadosh for the father, because kvoid av is, sorry, you should not say kadosh for the mother. You should listen to the father, because kvoid av is odot mi kvoid ein. Frektur kivego, why did the Beis Eis, which is the Mara, have to say out kvoid av is odin kvoid ein. Typically, the father's alive and the mother's already nifteres, and he should have said kvoid achai is odin kvoid ames. And why is that a better svara? It's like the kivego or kivego at its best. Because flip it around. What would be if the father said you should say kadosh lachem meyves from the father died first, and the mother said nothing doing? What would be the halacha then? If the Neid of Yehuda would be right that kvoid achai is odot mikvoid ames, then you would listen to the mother and not say kadosh. And the Beis Eis didn't say that svara. Beis Eis came with a different svara because atavim chachayim mikvoid avicha. And in that case, she's an amana, right? So if the Neid of Yehuda's svara would be right, Neid of Yehuda should have said his svara. Sorry, the Beis Eis should have said the Neid of Yehuda's svara that it will help out even b'chai gavni in such a case, and he didn't say that. Is a rai not like the Neid of Yehuda? There is no mila of kvoid achai over kvoid ames.
Also build on what the Neid of Yehuda held that the mother is still
mechir. Alright, one second. That's from Rav Kivega's next line, but just want to interject. And the Chuvah is given as Pinchas from the Aflah. Does the exact same thing, and he says the amana is the same din as a grusha, the shovim, and you can do whichever one you want. Shovim, like they're not like the shoyel that amana is still mechayv mechayvoyid bayla. They're not like the Neid of Yehuda that the other way on the kvoid achai is olive. It's shovim b'shovim. Just he throws in another svara like to give his pinchas. Is that only true? The din is that shneim shovim is only true if they ask you to do something Give me a drink? Give me a drink. So you could steer it, you could do one, and both are bekum va'aseh. But if one asks you to say Kaddish, and one asks you not to say Kaddish, you'll never be able to be mekayim both of them. Whatever you do, you're doing something wrong, and you're doing something right. What should you do? It's not Eidem Shayirtza, then it's Sheval Tasa Odev. Why do something bekum va'aseh to be over a father's command? Do something b'sheval tasa and be over the mother's command. B'chagav, if it is a steer, one's telling yet to do, one's saying not to do, sheval tasa odev. And this svar of sheval tasa odev is brought down in that Tosefes Bracha and the Chazanish and Kuf Mem Tes Vav. Comes over
it. If the parents are divorced and the father says not to say kach, for the mother sheval tasa odev, should
be listening? If the parents are divorced, and the father says not to say Kaddish, and the mother says yes, say Kaddish, correct, you would listen to the father because of this new type of a svara, a shev valtasa other. And the Beisa didn't say that svara, right, there's a problem. Why not? And the Chazanish already bothers, what happened to, why didn't he say? Fine. Comes on Gerik Vega, just hold with me, but there's a lot of radio. It comes on Gerik Vega and says, I'm nishpar from the Beis Yosef, no kahalocha. Not like the Noidi Yehuda. I'm nishpar from the Beis Yosef, that even after a spouse is nifta, still there's an inyan of kfoid baila. Because the Beis Yosef is talking about the mother was already nifteris. And nevertheless, Beis Yosef says the reason why you should not say Kaddish is why? Because ata vimcha chayav b'kfoid avicha. She's not here anymore. She's no longer married to him. She's dead. Nevertheless, somehow we have the principle ata vimcha chayav b'kfoid avicha. So too, inversely true, if the father would die first and the mother's an amana, she's no, even though you do not even think that she's no longer chayav b'kfoid baila, from the Beis Yosef you see otherwise. The Beis Yosef you see that she's chayav b'kfoid baila, even though they're no longer married. One second. Let me just finish each love. There's a lot here. Tell me a divergence. I'll get it. I love the shaylas, but let me. Comes along. The Kiveg just fears ice and he says, I don't understand it, but the Nedavid is a chayy gerecht and svara. They're not married anymore. Hamavis Yafrid Beneim, just like Gerishin is Mafrid Beneim, Hamavis Yafrid Beneim. How could the Beis Yosef learn that even after he's nifta, or she's nifta, she's still mechuy b'chvoy baila? Now, this shayla on the Beis Yosef, what's going on? How do you have this principle? I want to focus on this. How do you have the concept of ata vimcha chayav b'chvoy baila if she was already nifteris? This shayla is not. Everyone has the Chidah and the Birkei Yosef over here, and the Chuvas Chaim Shaul Siman Hey also asked the Shaila, what's going on? And Mimel, he comes on that it's the same dinner Grusha, he argues with the Beis Yosef, and it's the same dinner Grusha and the Shneim Shavim. And even to become Vasei, it's not like the Givis Pinchas, and it's not like the Nedim Yud, the Kveda Chaya, the Kveda Meis. He says it's the same, like the Kivikis Kasha, that should be just like. Comes along the Mata Ephraim and Dine Kadash Adalad, Elf Lamata Oistalad, and the Beis David, they also ask the Kasha. Like, sure, what is going on? Of this Yafrid Beneim, just like Gershon should be the Siddin, Shneim, Shavim, Vezimim, Shirtze Yakim. Comes along the Chuvus Machnechayim and Chelechas, Simon Lamin Beis, at Hamut Sam Seifon. And he says, he argues in the Yudah. He says, you should know that Amana is Chayev is Bechvoid Baila, even though they're no longer married. Just like the Shoyal in the Chuvus Nate Yudah and the Givus Pinchas Lendon. He says, you find it in Gemara that she has a shame, Amana is Plaini. Amon is Reuven, Amon is Shimon. But Negei Lamashot is Kain Gadol. She has a different shame. Amon is Reuven. Faita, she still has a kesher with Reuven and a kesher with Shimon. His Karvis Labayla didn't stop. Medina Avelis, they have the same dinner. If a husband is interred, whatever, they take up his bones and they bury him somewhere else, she's now Chayovis Vavelis. She's no longer married. She's even when her husband died, she was a Chayovis Vavelis. But even later on, she's still Chayovis Vavelis. Misabelis Olav. She's no longer married. What's going on? So he names on Avada, she's Mechayovis Bechfei Baila, calls man that she doesn't remarry. Once she remarries, then it's Ois. Then it's Paka. And he says, Memela Halachi is, and to Santa Halachi Rabbi Yisai, if a mother dies after the father, she's buried next to the father side by side. The mother remarries and then dies, she no longer is buried next to her first husband. Because she's no longer the first husband's wife. It was Paka that didn't. Once she marries the second person pushes the Zika to the Rishayna out.
The second one dies,
right. Even though they had kids in the first one. That's what it sounds like in the Makna Chayim. And the people, the other Svarim, would bring down Api Kabbalah like that, that she's a Kesher, a Zika to the husband until they remarry. Once she remarries, the Zika, the first one goes off, comes along the second Zika. So now, Loit the Makna Chayim Svarim should come out. Who adim the other way around the case of the Beis Yosef? That if the mother would die and the father's alive, there's still the Zika going on and she's still his wife. And Mamela, she's still Mechuyevis Bechleid Baila. And Mamela, that's what the Beis Yosef Taka says. He's allowed to have 17 wives. It doesn't make a difference. So Mameila, it should come out that after Vimcha Chayavim Bechveir Avicha passes, that's he then says, but the Neid of Yehuda says otherwise. How could I argue with the Neid of Yehuda? And he leaves you off. Fine. As I now the Be'enayim LeMishpat and Kedushin and the Chazanish Kuf Mem Tezvav and the Chus Mishpat Yehuziel and Chelik Beis Yeradeh Lamaravav. All neman like this, that even after a spouse is nifta, it doesn't make a difference, husband or wife, the zik is still kayim, she's still mechiv and kfeid of her husband, and it passes the din of atavim kayim mechiv avicha. Comes along the betzelah chachma, and chelekei simen tezvav, and goes even further, and says, afilim dimtzaloima, that by an amana, it's paka, the zika that she has to her husband, because she could remarry, that type of svarit, she could remarry. But the other way around, if the wife dies first, she still has the din covered on her. She's still a wife to the husband, even though she's dead. And she's still considered his wife. And we find in the Torah calls her a she'er. She'eri min ha'Torah. So vayseis, she still has, he brings ayes and gemaras, vayseis, she still has some type of connection with her husband, even though she's dead. All right, so this is one mahalach having ends up the Beis Yosef from Rekiv Eger, from Al Achreinim's Kasha. How does it pass by Kaddish after the mother's dead and she's nefteris already? How does it pass atavim chayavim b'chveir avicha? I want to share with you another whole mahalach. There's another mahalach of the Achreinim, G'day L'Achreinim, Divri Malkin, L'Chelek Beis, Kuf L'Mezayin, Oisei, and Chelek Gimun Simenun. Chuvus Nitei Namon and Yodei Chavtes, the Tzemek Dovid and Riki Veig over there, the Kedusha Reb Yuvrin and Yevomis Semen Dalet, Beirui Hashitus and Kedushin, many other Achreinim as well, say a nice chilek to answer up to Riki Veig. Watch this chilek, beautiful geshmak chilek. Avada, once she's Nefteres, it's ice. She's no longer his wife, she's no longer Meshubit to him, Boksha Petrani, she's free. But when did she tell you to say Kaddish? When she was alive, when she was married to her husband, then she's chayavis b'chvay baila. So even though she's asking to say kaddish for the later time when she's no longer meshubit to him, when she's no longer married to him, but that's also an infringement, that's also a breach of her covenant to her husband, because she's saying it while she's still married. So Mimela, that tzivui is ice. It's gone. It's as if it never happened. She can't have that tzivui. Bishlei Mugureshes, that's telling you now, after she had Gerishin, she's free. So now you're faced with a father's tzivui, a mother's tzivui, Shneim Shavim. But here the mother told you that tzivui while she was alive, and she was then Mechubid, she was in Kvay Baila, that tzivui is bottle. Memeila, that's why the Beis Yosef says, invokes the principle of Atavim Kachayev Mekvay Baila, because when she said that tzivui, she was too Mekhayev in Kvay Baila. Wait a second. And now the Tzemach David and Reb Ruvain continues further. It feels like this. By a grusha, even if she tells it to you while she's still married, once she's divorced, then it's still Shneim Shavim. She told you when she was married, because she never rescinded that tzivui. So Kozman, she's married, disregard that tzivui. But once she's divorced, it's as if she's being mitzava every second. It's as if she's mitzava now. But by a mother who's nifteres, you can't say that. Now she's nifter, she can't be mitzava. You only have to do mitzava tzivui that happened b'chayeha. That tzivui b'chayeha, she's meshubet to her husband. So that's why the Rikivega says, ato le'imcha chayavim b'chvay baila. However, fact the truth is different, Makil, that we're not at the end yet. Why? So different, Makil, that only works copy the tzivoy. Oh, but Stamazai, you're right, she never was mitzavim. You're right. But there's still an inin to say Kaddish. And the Paisim say, Chayadim, other Paisim, because we didn't cover it. So you still face with Kibbut Aim. You have Kibbut Aim of the mother who is ready Neftaris, and you have Kibbut Aim of the father. So as the Kibbut Aim of Ne'er, where the mother is no longer Meshubit to husband, no longer Chayim to husband, why doesn't the Din be that Shneim or Shavim, Zakhtar Divim Akhil? Because the father is with its tzivui and the mother is without its tzivui, and kvoid with its tzivui is other from kvoid without its tzivui. So come to us, or marry and covet. So come to us, when the Beis Eitz said that atvim kachayev mechvoid baila is only copy of the chelik of the tzivui shevoi. Copy the tzivui, don't reckon with the mother tzivui, because the mother tzivui happened mechayev baila. Copy the covet, she's a free lady now. Covet is shava b'shava. You're right. But kapi the tzivah, the father has one up on the mother, because atav imcha chayavim b'chleid avicha, which is the tzivah of the avicha. So come to Yisra, Boisla, if the halacha is like the matna, that tzivah is midin mayra, just carry the thought, then basically the Beis Yosef is telling you that even though in Hilchus Kibud, the mitzvah Kibud, the shava b'shava, but in Hilchus Meira, your mother's tzivi is defers to your father's tzivi. And Mamela, that's why you should not take out your father's first. So Kum Tois Rabbi, the Beis Yosef then is saying in essence, that even Kapi Meira, we invoke the din of Atavim Kachayavim B'Meira Avika, not like the Givis Pinchas. Is that right? Look higher from that. Oh, now,
but again, there's no
Moira. She's
not having
Moira. So her Moira is only from that TV then, and that TV Bechayel can't work because she shouldn't be
shoving. It wasn't a tzav.
Right.
But Akhil Moira, you want to say Kadim, because it's not saying Kadim.
So that's just covered, not Alt Moira. No, there's no Moira, there's no TV. The TV Shad Bechayel didn't count, and that is just it didn't cover. Now, comes along the Kiveg Shailah under the Nimoidurit and the Beis Yosef, that even though a spouse is Nifta and you have Chai versus Mace, that even though the father's alive and the mother is Nifteris, so it's Chai versus Mace, why didn't the Beis Yosef say this right that you shouldn't take Kadash because Kveira Chai is other than Kveira Mace? And which was a kiveg is right, and not like the Nazir that covered a chai is not odd mikvayt ameis. Zokt the Aruch HaShulchan is that the Nazir Yehuda was only talking about stam kibud, but when they get to kaddish, avada Nazir Yehuda's moida, the kaddish is the ikka covered for ameis. Avada that covered ameis is shavet to covered a chai. The Nazir Yehuda would never have said it. As I zokt the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chuvish Shai says something very similar in Ayin Reish. There's a Chuvish Shevet Halevi. That's one Eitzah. If the father is not knocked on that, if that works, I don't know if that works for the mother's tefillin. Maybe that's the best he could do. Maybe. The Divrei Malkiyah wants to say that it's not important. The shayla is really not so negeya because the Kivyego needed the shayla, the word, because he wanted for the nafkami the other way around. If the father's nifta and the mother's alive, the mother will be makna not to say kaddish. So Dr. Divrei Malkiyah, let's come out never negeya because everyone knows the kaddish is for the father. The brokar davu is for the father. It's not a bizarre for the mother, the fact that kid's saying Kaddish, she knows that the reason is because of the father. So the mother wouldn't be Makrit. So it's Kamat Never Negea. So Mamela Rabbi says it took this one, which is a Gemara, rather than that. It wouldn't be a Raya. All right. La Halacha, Rabbi said, we're going to have to stop over here. La Halacha, what do you do now? Now you have major Makrit, you have both extremes. Either the mother's still Meshubit, no, the mother has a din like a Gerushin, or like Grusha, no, the mother is Kveda Chai, it's ultimately Kveda Meis. What do you do? So let's try to go through Shlav by Shlav. When we're signed with this, after the dust settles, what would be if you have Kveda Chai versus Kveda Meis? What do you do? So L'chayra, you should have to do the Kveda Chai. Why? Because there are many Achreinim who hold that the Shava B'Shava, but there also many Achreinim who paskin like the Nebi Yudah, the Aruch HaShulchan, Chadri Deh, Ben Ishchai, who paskin like the Nebi Yudah, the Kveda Chai is other than the Kveda Meis. So I feel in Tim Sulaimah that the Shavim and the Kveda Chai is not other. But it's like God, it says, Ezra the Mem Shiyat the Yaktim. So you can do anyone you want. So since they hold Kvod Achai, it's ultimately Kvod Achai, you may as well do Kvod Achai. Why not? Now, let's take it to the next step. What happens if, loimi boy, if the mother was already Nizgarsha, and then one of them died, but I feel if it's an Amana, and she didn't yet remarry, and here you have the Machna Chaim who says that she's still Meshubit to Kvod Baila. So maybe if I care God, don't do your mother, you should do your father, because Atavim Kachayim Bekvayit Baila, that was the Machanas Chaim Svara, that an Amon is still Meshubit to a husband, that type of a Svara. The Chaya, Heyois, that from Roiv Achreinim hold not like that. Then Roiv Achreinim and even the Machna Chaim didn't argue the Nevi'di. He was scared to argue the Nevi'di. L'chay, you should go back to the drawing board that you should be marked in Kvayda Chai over Kvayda Meis and give the Amana before the father. What happens if they both died, so now you don't longer have the Dinah Kvayda Chai Adav Mi Kvayda Meis? So not like this. If the mother died first, and her tzivi was bechaye baila alkocha, because she died first. So then, according to Divrei Makil, Temek Tzedek, Reb Ruvein, that type of a svara, it should come out that her tzivi is batal, because while she was still alive, she's meshubet to kvayt baila. So memela, then you should keep your father's tzivi rather than your mother's tzivi, unless she was nisgarish before she died. So then, at that second that she was in this garage, was Chal, her TV as well. Now they're both like sort of equal. So now, Shneim Shovim, so now, Lezim Hem Sheyitza, Yaktim. What happens if they're Stira Dikit Tzuvuyim, like this case of Kaddish? One says Yetu, one says Natu, and it's Shava B'Shava. So now we have the Givis Pinchas Sfar, and the Kazamish Sfar, that Shava Tase is Odif. Now, if the father died first, so then Shneim Shovim, the mother's alive, and then the mother died, so now they're both dead, so you don't have the Sfar the Nedibido quite a high, and now you don't have the vort of this Divrei Makil because she was Mashiach, but she wasn't Mashiach, but she already after. So now Lechay the Din should be Shneim Shavim. Lechay Enochan and that should be the Din. Maybe he should be Machmir like the Machne Chaim, that type of a Svara, that even Almana has a Din covered to her husband, and you should be Machmir the Kvayt of the father in front of the Kvayt of the mother. All right, Rabbi Yisai, there's more here. We ran over time. We have to stop. Good to know.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.